Oh, it's just you, Cecil. Come on in.
That's a swell greeting to hand a fellow when he comes over to see you.
Sit down.
Never mind, I'm not staying.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Please sit down, Cecil.
If you were a boy and came over to my house, I'd say, well, I'm glad to see you. Come on in. I'd make you feel at home.
I'm sorry, Cecil, but I don't feel very happy tonight.
Have you got a stomachache?
No. I've been crying, though.
Toothache?
No, it's no kind of ache.
Did you hurt yourself?
No. I was just thinking about things.
What, for instance?
Here, sit down. Let's both sit down on the floor.
All right. I like to stretch out on the floor. Now, what's wrong tonight?
Uncle Thomas bawled me out right after dinner, and then he went out.
What'd you do?
Not a thing, Cecil.
Did he smack you one?
Oh, goodness, no. He just looks at me over his glasses and tells me I'll have to stay in the house or something.
You must have done something.
I didn't, though, Cecil. Not one thing.
Did he just suddenly get up from the table and start bawling you out?
Oh, I guess he was cross tonight, anyhow.
I noticed he was sore about something down at the store this morning.
He cut himself while he was shaving tonight. That wasn't my fault, was it, Cecil?
Of course not. I shave now regular, nearly almost twice a week, and I don't cut myself only one or two places.
Then he came down to the table and dinner was cold, and he gave the cook a dirty look.
I hope I don't turn out that way when I'm his age.
The only thing that was hot was the coffee, and he burned his tongue.
Did he get mad at that?
He did when he spilled it on his clean shirt and he had to go up and change it.
What was he all dressed up about?
Oh, he had a club meeting tonight, and then he had to scold me.
Well, did you make him burn himself?
No. I just asked him why he was so silly as to give Mr. Williams $2,000 to go back to Mexico on.
I thought he told you not to butt into his business anymore.
Well, I was just doing it for him.
Well, what'd he say then?
Nothing. He just looked at me a minute and went on eating, and I thought he meant to go on talking.
I'll bet you said something that peeved him.
No, I didn't. I said that everybody in the neighborhood was laughing at him for letting Mrs. Mason twist him around her finger like she does.
Hey, you shouldn't have said that, Sally. Maybe he was busy thinking about his speech for his club.
I didn't know he was mad, Cecil. And then he said, well, Sally, are you quite through?
That was a danger signal.
I said, no, Uncle Thomas. Just like that. I said, everybody knows that Mrs. Mason is just an old gold digger and that as his only niece, it was my duty to tell him that he shouldn't invest money in a gold mine because everybody'd laugh at him behind his back.
What did he do then?
He burned his tongue about then, Cecil.
Did you say anything?
Yes. I said, Uncle Thomas, that's a warning. If you were smart like me, you wouldn't drink hot coffee and believe old widows like Mrs. Mason.
I don't think you should have said that either. Did he like that?
No. He pushed his chair back and said, Sally, go to your room and stay there.
Did you?
Yes, and he went out to his old club and then you came over.
Oh, he warned you once not to butt in, though. I heard him.
I don't care. He's going to lose your sweet Aunt Elizabeth if he isn't careful.
I'll bet old Lady Mason has every move planned out.
If Mrs. Mason got Uncle Thomas, I'd leave home right away. I would.
Wouldn't you even wait to pack?
Well, I never did own a grip. You got a grip, Cecil.
Aunt Bess has some up in the attic.
Would she loan me one?
Sure. I could sneak it out.
I'd take my new coat and my pillows and some dresses and sugar pie and some pictures I made.
Listen, Sally, you can come over to my house.
Oh, Cecil, really?
Sure. I invite you.
What will your aunt say?
I'll tell her that I invited you. We've got an extra room that Aunt Bess sews in.
Do you think she'd mind?
No. Aunt Bess is strict about some things, but oh, she'd like to have you live at our house.
Oh, thank you, Cecil.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't get in the way, Cecil.
Oh, that wouldn't hurt.
Maybe later Uncle Thomas would be sorry and see that I really loved him.
It would serve him right for bawling you out.
Are you sure it would be all right with your Aunt Elizabeth?
You want me to ask her?
No, not right now.
Oh, she might raise a little fuss at first. I've brought dogs home to keep them. She kicked it first, but then after she got used to them, she wouldn't let me get rid of them.
Do you think she'd get used to me?
Sure. 'Cause you wouldn't follow her around and snap at her heels like the puppies did.
Oh, no, I'd help her. I can wash dishes, Cecil.
Oh, it's all settled then.
Well, how would I get there, Cecil?
I'll come and get you in Ben-Hur.
Would I have to get out a window with a ladder?
Would you want to?
Well, I think that would be best.
You could leave a note for Mr. Smith.
Yes, telling him that I'm sorry he drove me away by marrying the widow.
You'll like it at our house.
I'll be lonesome at first.
No, you won't. You can help me do things.
What sort of things?
Oh, well, I'm building a doghouse for Nero. You could help me at night with it.
I could hold the light for you.
Sure. Oh, geez, we'll have a peach of a time. You and Aunt Bess and me, we'll go to shows together and picnics. Oh, there are a million things we can do.
Oh, I don't want to go away, though. Oh.
You know, Sally, the funniest thing happened today. I mean, this morning. You ought to know Nero. He's the craziest dog. Do you know what he did?
And I don't want Uncle Thomas to be mean to me either.
Oh, well, that crazy pooch of mine, you know, Aunt Bess will let him in the morning. And look, and he'll come upstairs every morning. Look, and he jumps up on her bed, and see, I'm still asleep, see, and he knows it, so... Hey, don't, Sally.
I didn't want Uncle Thomas to get mad at me.
You'll get dust in your face, Sally.
He thinks I'm just a silly little girl. Well, I'm not. I'm a grown woman, that's what I am, and he treats me like a child.
Yeah, I know. What a pain in the neck.
He'll be sorry when I'm hurt or sick in bed.
Hey, Aw, rats.
You don't have to wait, Cecil. You can go on home.
I want to. I'll stay here. Hey, look.
No, I don't want to look.
Please don't, Sally. I don't know how to act. You want me to pat you?
Yes. No. I mean... Oh, I just feel bad, that's all.
So do I. I haven't got a clean handkerchief or I'd give it to you.
It wasn't my fault he cut himself and burned his tongue.
Of course it wasn't. I'm awful sorry, Sally. Don't. Please don't cry. I kind of want to cry with you. I feel kind of... Don't. Oh, heck. Want me to answer it?
Please.
Hello? No, this is Cecil. Sally.
Who is it?
It's your uncle. He wants to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to him.
You better.
Well, all right. Hello? What? No, I've got a cold. Yes. Well, don't you want them? Well, yes. All right, Uncle Thomas. Goodbye.
What did he want?
Oh, Cecil, he said he was sorry that he was so abrupt to me tonight.
Is that all?
No, he said there are two tickets to the theater in his dresser drawer for tonight.
Two tickets for tonight? What's he going to do with them?
He was going to take your aunt out, but he had to go to his club, and he said we could have the tickets. Isn't that nice? We can go to a play. Oh, haven't I got a nice Uncle Cecil? He said we could go instead of him. Come on, I'll get my coat and we'll hurry and go to the theater.
Listen, Sally, you can come over to my house.
Oh, Cecil, really?
Sure, I invite you.
What will your aunt say?
I'll tell her that I invited you. We've got an extra room that Aunt Bess sews in.
Do you think she'd mind?
No. Aunt Bess is strict about some things, but... Oh, she'd like to have you live at our house.
Oh, thank you, Cecil.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't get in the way, Cecil.
Oh, that wouldn't hurt.
Maybe later Uncle Thomas would be sorry and see that I really loved him.
It would serve him right for bawling you out.
Are you sure it would be all right with your Aunt Elizabeth?
You want me to ask her?
No, not right now.
Oh, she might raise a little fuss at first. I've brought dogs home to keep them. She kicked it first, but then after she got used to them, she wouldn't let me get rid of them.
Do you think she'd get used to me?
Sure, because you wouldn't follow her around and snap at her heels like the puppies did.
Oh, no, I'd help her. I can wash dishes, Cecil.
Oh, it's all settled then.
Well, how would I get there, Cecil?
I'll come and get you in Ben-Hur.
Would I have to get out a window with a ladder?
Would you want to?
Well, I think that would be best.
You could leave a note for Mr. Smith.
Yes, telling him that I'm sorry he drove me away by marrying the widow.
You'll like it at our house.
I'll be lonesome at first.
No, you won't. You can help me do things.
What sort of things?
Oh, well, I'm building a doghouse for Nero. You could help me at night with it.
I could hold the light for you.
Sure. Oh, geez, we'll have a peach of a time. You and Aunt Bess and me, we'll go to shows together and picnics. Oh, there are a million things we can do.
Oh, I don't want to go away, though. Oh.
You know, Sally, the funniest thing happened today. I mean, this morning. You ought to know Nero. He's the craziest dog. Do you know what he did?
And I don't want Uncle Thomas to be mean to me either.
Well, that crazy pooch of mine, you know, Aunt Bess will let him in the morning. And look, and he'll come upstairs every morning. Look, and he jumps up on her bed, and see, I'm still asleep, see, and he knows it, so... Oh, hey, don't, Sally.
I didn't want Uncle Thomas to get mad at me.
You'll get dust in your face, Sally.
He thinks I'm just a silly little girl. Well, I'm not. I'm a grown woman, that's what I am, and he treats me like a child.
Yeah, I know. What a pain in the neck.
He'll be sorry when I'm hurt or sick in bed.
Hey, our rats.
You don't have to wait, Cecil. You can go on home.
I want to. I'll stay here. Hey, look.
No, I don't want to look.
Please don't, Sally. I don't know how to act. You want me to pat you?
Yes. No. I mean... Oh, I just feel bad, that's all.
So do I. I haven't got a clean handkerchief for I give it to you.
It wasn't my fault he cut himself and burned his tongue.
Of course it wasn't. I'm awful sorry, Sally. Don't. Please don't cry. I kind of want to cry with you. I feel kind of... Don't. Oh, heck. Want me to answer it?
Please.
Hello? No, this is Cecil. Sally.
Who is it?
It's your uncle. He wants to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to him.
You better.
Well, all right. Hello? What? No, I've got a cold. Yes. Well, don't you want them? Well, yes. All right, Uncle Thomas. Goodbye. Oh.
What did he want?
Oh, Cecil, he said he was sorry that he was so abrupt to me tonight.
Is that all?
No, he said there are 2 tickets to the theater in his dresser drawer for tonight.
2 tickets for tonight? What's he going to do with them?
He was going to take your aunt out, but he had to go to his club, and he said we could have the tickets. Isn't that nice? We can go to a play. Oh, haven't I got a nice Uncle Cecil? He said we could go instead of him. Come on, I'll get my coat and we'll hurry and go to the theater.